You're listening to the sound of a rally in Chihuahua, Mexico, where Irene Caselli joins us. She's been reporting from Mexico for our partner, the BBC, on an attempt by Mexicans to really confront the violence that's been taking place there for more than a year. Irene, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You're sort of on the last leg of a 900-mile march across the nation. And first of all, what is the sense that you're getting from people? Is it gaining momentum, or are people resigned to the fact that they're powerless to control this violence in their own country?
Well, John, we've actually seen some incredible signs of how little resilience there is here in the country. There's a big convoy. There's 13 buses, some 20 private vehicles. We've been followed by police throughout the whole journey for security issues. And the convoy has been stopped several times by random spontaneous committees by people in little remote towns who wanted to talk to Javier Sicilia, who's been heading this movement, so that they could actually speak out and talk about the abuses they've witnessed throughout the past few years. And in some of the towns here in the north, which are actually very dangerous, people have had have given us some very, very warm welcome. On Wednesday night, we arrived in Chihuahua at 1 a.m, and people were out in the streets, and they offered us food and water.
That's
amazing. It was pretty extraordinary at that time, considering it's a very dangerous place to be out at. And normally around 9 p.m., there's a curfew in the streets and nobody is to be seen around anymore.
Well, we've got a great connection to you via Skype. Irene Caselli is a freelancer who's covering the story of this 900-mile march across Mexico to protest drug-related violence that really has hobbled both the government and the people of Mexico. Can you remind us again, you mentioned Javier Sicilia, who's a Mexican poet who's leading this march. What is the genesis of this march, and what is it that motivated him to get involved?
Javier Sicilia, as you said, is a renowned poet here in the country. And in late March, his son was murdered in his native city of Cuernavaca. And that's when Javier Sicilia decided to transform his pain, as he said, into something that could be good for the entire Mexican society. So he put together a march all the way to Mexico City. A three-day march, and 100,000 people gathered in Mexico City main square in early May. And given the momentum he gathered with that march, they decided to put together a caravan to go all the way to Ciudad Juarez on the border with El Paso, Texas, to touch on some of the most forgotten regions in the country that have actually suffered from violence more than others.
Well, let's get a sense of the emotional intensity of this march, which you've sort of alluded to. Listen to this voice, and then I wonder if you could explain who it is that we're listening to. First of all, listen to this.
Pues yo me llamo Ofelia Castillo Mauricio y...
My name is Ofelia Castillo Mauricio. I'm looking for my son because he has been missing for almost a year. He disappeared on the 13th of July 2010 from his workplace. I became so depressed when he disappeared, I couldn't eat anything. If only they told me where his body is, I would go look for him. That is why I'm here. This is my first time speaking out because I was scared.
Wow. I mean, you're gathering people with those kinds of stories as you march across Mexico. Is that kind of story typical? And who is that woman?
This woman, Ofelia Castillo, as we heard, lost her 35-year-old son. She joined us in Zacatecas, which is a small city further south than Chihuahua, where, again, you know, we had an extraordinary welcome by people. She had never spoken before. She didn't even think that there was a space for her to speak out. But Hearing Javier Sicilia's words, she told me that she felt inspired to come out and share her pain with others, hoping that no other mother would go through the same pain and suffering that she's gone through. And John, I can tell you there's been dozens, hundreds of testimonies like this. And the further north we go, the more emotional and charged the atmosphere becomes.
Well, certainly the history in Latin America of the power of people like that, mothers of the disappeared. I'm reminded of the political transformation that took place in Argentina. Do you think there's enough momentum here as people through this march see and experience a sense of solidarity with others who have experienced losses?
We certainly hope so. This is an initial moment, and people have started gathering the name of all the disappeared and the victims. And as you said, this helped a lot in Argentina and Chile, for example. So we hope that this can lead to something new.
Where next, Irene?
We're going to Juarez later on Thursday, and that's our final stop. We're going to have a rally there. Hopefully we'll also go to El Paso, Texas for a short event there. But the main event will be in Ciudad Juarez, which is considered the world's murder capital. And we hopefully will see a lot of participation there too.
A 900-mile march. Irene Caselli, a freelancer who's been covering this story in Mexico for our partner, the BBC. It ends up in perhaps the most dangerous place in the world, Juarez, on a Thursday. That's today. Irene, thanks so very much for being with us.
Thank you.